Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Lee Cochran. I just wanted to comment on the show. This, the guest we just interviewed, you know, he's in solitary confinement for 24 hours a day, and he didn't do anything. And this is not going to stop the. Yeah, you can. But, you know, this is not going to stop the Proud Boys. Something similar happened to the Proud Boys in New York. And I think they're facing criminal time, but they've got more publicity than our people have. So I wish there could be a class action lawsuit against the city officials or the police department. You know, I don't know, but I heard that no lawyer in Virginia would take our hero's case. So, you know, it's just astounding that it's treason and sedition that's in our government. You know, we really don't have a government that represents the people. It represents globalists, socialists, and all sorts of creepy people. And I hope he doesn't get punished for being on this radio show, because you know they got ways, you know, they want to demean him by putting him in with child molesters. I wish that Jeffrey Epstein would be in there, because that's what he needs to be. Instead of just like a 12-month vacation, almost, he gets, you know, going out 12 months a year, he gets to go to work. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But y'all could help us by sending in donations, or, you know, it's going to be a long haul to try to get this reversed. I know some people think it cannot be reversed. I was listening to Joe Skousen, but you just got to try, even though it might seem hopeless to people. But I wish some lawyers would help out. And, you know, we're just going to have to think about it and pray about it and do little steps at a time. We're turning to big steps. And, you know, just like it's going to happen again. The Proud Boys in New York, they were defending helpless people, and they're the ones that are up for criminal, you know, proceedings, and they're working class people. They don't have multi-million dollars like Epstein and all these other people to defend them. They're not working for the Mossad, you know. It's just, but, yo, Sam was just saying something, but we just, you know, spread the word and try to reverse this stigma. We're the patriots. I mean, we're the patriots. The other guys are the commies or globalist scumbags. But we just got to reverse this stigma and let people do their own research and study, because we've got the moral high ground and they've got just evil on their side. You know, they throw urine on everybody, hit girls in the back, women in the back. You know, it's just terrible. Oh, okay, Eddie, you want to take over?
Thank you, Lee. You did a fabulous job, my brother. I don't know what I'd do without Lee. I've been friends with Lee for longer than I can remember. Yeah, I would just like to reiterate what I said. You know, people are always saying that they don't know how emotional I am. I could barely get through that show. I really could. That's the God's truth. I wake up almost every morning thinking about these kids in prison. That kid is younger than my grandson. And I'm going to tell you what infuriates me. People will say, Eddie, you're too outspoken. You're too violent. You're too rough. You got to be gentle. You got to be patient. Well, we don't have patience. We don't have time, people. They're putting people in jail. They're putting people in secret prisons in the country as we speak. We have 18-year-old boys up here. Listen, this kid, 18 years old, Daniel's not even old enough to buy alcohol. He can't even go into a casino and gamble. Yet he's up there getting his brains potentially beat out. For you normies, you're sitting there on your butt. You won't get out. You won't go to a rally. You won't go to a political meeting. You won't send in a stinking dime to help anybody. You won't send a nickel to us. You won't send a nickel to the kid up there in prison. But and you won't even give your stinking name because you're so afraid someone might find out that you have enough guts to stand up for somebody for something. Well, I'd like to ask you this. What do you believe in, you silent people out there? Did you sit on your butt and you – I don't know what you do – let me watch football games or soap operas or whatever. But, I mean, what is there anything on earth that you believe in? Is there anything on earth that you would fight for? I mean, my God, I'm so sick and tired of people saying, well, you know, I would come on your radio station, but, you know, my God, it might be a stigma. Someone might actually think that I believe in something. My God, I can't have that to happen. They might even think I have a gun. Well, you know what? And I've been told people, well, you should reach out. Eddie, you're never going to get the masses with your message. You know what? I don't give a damn about the masses. I spit on the masses just like the God Almighty told. He said, I will take 5 that will defeat 1,000. I'll take 100 that will defeat 100,000. All I need is a few just like Jesus Christ needed. And I guess to be it oversimplified, like the Marine Corps, I'm looking for a few good mean men to help us. And you know what? You normies out there, all you people out there, you so-called masses, when they're coming in and eating you and they're raping your kids, raping your mothers and your granddaughters, it's coming just like in South Africa, just like it is in Europe now. Sit on your butt and say it's not going to happen. It is happening. They're putting kids, they're putting babies that can't even go in to get a beer. They put him in prison because he had the guts enough to stand up and come to the aid of some old man getting his brains beat out. Well, you people that say we're too violent or you can't send them a nickel, we're doing it wrong. I spit on you. I don't want your help. I despise you. I will take a bath in your hatred. I want the few good people that still have some guts that still worship our God Almighty to help us. The rest of you people can go to hell. Now go back to Lee. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, way to go, Eddie, because you know we've got the high ground. Everybody needs
to get some coffee. Be back in a minute.
Okay, but you know we just gotta pull together. And because we got the high ground and don't care about stigma, just, go ahead because, the people, the Proud Boys, they're going to need our help. And we got about 200 other political prisoners all across America that just for standing up for justice. And they always get railroaded, and it's just, it's pathetic, and we just gotta, just continue to spread the word we need. And when we got all the proof on video and nobody even looks at the video, it gets very frustrating. I wish Donald Trump would pardon our boys, but I don't know. But anyway, I hear the music. We'll cut to the commercials, okay?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Well, people, we're aware we're back with the second hour right here. That was about probably the most emotional. I know you keep hearing me say that, but I could barely get through that first hour. If Lee hadn't been here, I couldn't have done it. I had to go get some coffee and some water. But we have another great guest tonight. His name is Paul Fromm. He's been in the movement longer than I have. He's very eloquent, very intelligent. He's a Canadian. He has so many accolades, I'm not going to go into it. But I'm just going to go straight to Paul Fromm right now. Paul Fromm is a wonderful guest. I'm glad to have you here tonight. Paul, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing quite well. We, of course, are constantly fighting the Antifa and the dark forces. I'm partway through an 11-city, 13-talk speaking tour with Monica Schaefer. And Monica is a Canadian citizen, actually born and bred in Canada. She did a video back in the summer of 2016 called "Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust." And Monica is a violin player and teacher, musician, has a very, very heartwarming little six-minute video. She starts off with a few bars on a violin, then gets into her little talk. And what it is as a teenager growing up in Alberta, she was given the usual German-hating Hollywood version of World War II, and she bought into all of this. And she from time to time would berate her mother and father and say, "How could you let this happen? Why didn't you do something?" Of course, her parents had only been teenagers during World War II, and obviously there's nothing teenagers can do during a war. And her mother always just said, "Well, we just didn't know," which, of course, is kind of, to me, several things. We, it's wartime, and they don't take the civilian population into their confidence, or it could well mean that it really wasn't as people have said since then. Anyway, all hell broke loose in her hometown of Jasper, Alberta, and she had been very popular. She had been a political candidate on a number of occasions. She would play at every benefit going. She's very outgoing and was always contributing her violin and musical skill, and she was being an environmentalist and just a very involved citizen and very well-liked. But it's a very leftist town, and they turned on her and shunned her. She lost all her students. She was massively shunned. They tried to get her charged under the criminal code. That failed. They denounced her, even to the German government. It seems rather odd she's not a German citizen. But okay, so we flash forward to late last year. She went to visit her brother in Germany, and when she attended the trial of another German political prisoner, lawyer Sylvia Stolz, who was on trial for remarks she made in another country, in Switzerland, some years ago. Anyway, very early in the on the first day of the trial, they arrested Monica and took her out to jail, and she was eventually sentenced to 10 months in German jail for her video, "Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust." And the German system is extremely hostile. There are no transcripts kept in German courts, and the judge would not allow people to do more than taking 0.4 notes. People even had their pencils and pens confiscated. It was a real witch trial. Her brother got 3 years and 2 months in jail. So anyway, we have Monica on a cross-Canada speaking tour, informing people what she went through and about her political development. And it's rather interesting because the same forces of censorship that tossed her in jail are trying to suppress speech here in Canada. And I was informed just yesterday afternoon that the hotel where we were going to have a meeting here in Vancouver on Sunday, had canceled on us. And in fact, I don't think they were even going to tell me until we showed up, but I called to discuss a bedroom. And I said, you know, we rented your meeting room, and I was wondering if I could order do you have a vacancy? And usually, I mean, that's a question that excites a yes or no answer, either they do or they don't. And there was a real hesitation, and then it seemed like some consultation, and then your meeting is canceled. I said, what do you mean my meeting is canceled? Oh, yeah, well, they received some phone calls. Oh, yeah, I said, from whom? They wouldn't tell me. I said, I have a contract with you. I want to talk to your manager. So I talked to the manager. He was another foreigner, I think Iranian, but I'm not sure. So he's really arrogant. I said, and by the way, you can't deny me a bedroom under the Innkeepers Act if I have the money to pay and I'm not drunk and disorderly. Yes, we can. I said, you don't know the law. Yes, I do. I said, where do you come from? I don't have to tell you. I thought I'd tell this ignorant foreigner. It's a Best Western hotel. But freedom of speech means something to us in this part of the world. Well, he didn't like that. But what I had to do is I've had to get another venue, email the people I have on my email list, and phone those where I have phone numbers. It is a form of harassment. And it means that some people will not get the message about the change of venue. This has gone on for years. And that's why up here, quite often, our meetings are, I guess you have to say they're secret. Or let's say very limited invitation. And so many people have told me on this tour, but wouldn't it be good if you could advertise for Monica's meeting? So many people would love to hear her because she plays a little bit on her violin. She's a very nice, engaging person. And I agree. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have, a couple of hundred people instead of 30 or 40? But we operate in a country where much of the business establishment have all the morals of a Haitian dockside whore. They don't believe in.
I've got a quick question, and I've got a quick statement, but we're probably getting ready to go to a break in just a minute. But in case we go to a break, you can answer when you come back. My statement is, we went through when I was with the political cesspool. We had David Duke come to town. I think about it. Was working. I won't say the hospital, and the exact same thing happened to us. We had booked a hotel in northern Mississippi, just about 40 minutes from Memphis. They shut the hotel down. We had a contract. The governor even declared a state of
Euro conference, right?
Correct. This was after. Yeah, that's about right because I was working. I know the hospital I was working at then.
I was in.
You was there? Okay. I didn't get to see you. Well, you know exactly what happened. Exactly the same thing happened. So it's the same. Yes. We got the same communist people running the show. Now the question I have to ask now, Miss Schaefer was arrested in Germany for making statements. She it's in Switzerland and for a video she made in Canada.
We've got the people mixed up. No, Miss Schaefer was arrested in Germany for a video that she did in Germany, but it's in German and English, and of course is available on the internet. If anybody would like to see it, it's just punch in "Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust."
Okay. I'm sorry. I got that messed up. I'm getting long in the tooth there, Paul. It's hard for me to keep up sometimes. That's why I got Lee over here poking me in the head. But continue on. We're coming up. And by the way, we'll have to let you go at about 5:44 Central Standard. But Duke's got some other stuff going on here. But go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry you interrupted. I just had to get that straight.
The other thing, we have an intrepid videographer in Canada, and he has done about 2,000 videos. Now, 700 of them were done years ago, and they're about meditation and so on. I may not be of much interest to your audience or you, frankly, mine, but the last 4 or 5 years, he's been doing a tremendous number of political videos of all sorts. He interviewed everybody, anybody who's anybody.
There comes that break I was telling you about, Paul. Okay. Paul, when we come back, I'm going to ask you, what was she wrong about? What did she have wrong about the Holocaust? Well, be prepared to answer that question when you come back, Paul, my friend. People, we'll be right back after this break. We're going to come back to Paul, promise, when we come back.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Iowa GOP Congressman Steve King, stripped of his committee assignments for alleged racist remarks in the New York Times, attended his first public event Saturday morning, a town hall meeting in the northwest Iowa town of Primgar. King says he's astonished the four words in the Times, quote, "white nationalist, white supremacist, can outweigh 20 years of public service."
20-some years of giving you my word every day, and not one soul has stood up and said that I've ever lied to you or misrepresented anything or given it to you in any spin that's anything other than what I believe to be the objective truth.
King claims his comments were taken out of context. Now that Congress and the President have agreed to fund the government through February 15th, Alex Hutchins, a TSA screener at Atlanta's airport, found out Saturday morning when he'll finally be paid.
They sent out a text message letting everyone know that if funding goes properly, then we should start collecting our money by around Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
It took 3 days of facing heavy rain, gusty winds, and low visibility, but rescuers and law enforcement combed 1,000 acres of North Carolina terrain to find missing child Casey Hathaway alive. After Casey was found and receiving medical treatment for cuts and scrapes, Craven County Sheriff Chip Hughes described what it was like looking for the 3-year-old.
It was very emotional. It was for all of us. You know, there were a lot of tears. There were a lot of prayers. Yeah, most of us would like to think we're, you know, big macho guys, but when it comes to a 3-year-old child, you know, that's somebody's baby.
Casey was found tangled in vines and thorns, cold but alive and responsive. He'd wandered off from his great-grandmother's backyard into some nearby woods. President Trump's friend and confidant, Roger Stone, will be arraigned next week on charges stemming from the Russia investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Stone may be accused of lying and tampering with witnesses, but it's equally notable what he's not charged with, colluding with the Kremlin in a grand conspiracy to help Trump win the presidency in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Right back. We're going to go right straight to our guest, Paul Fromm, and continue on. Paul, if you'd like to respond to that, I guess you could call it a rhetorical question. What did she find out? What was she wrong about the Holocaust? Paul, you there?
Oh, yep.
Paul, if you will, continue back. Tell us about what was the lady wrong about? She had to apologize to her mom. She said she was, after all, she was wrong about the Holocaust. What was she wrong about, Paul? Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, Monica had basically accepted the Hollywood version of World War II that she learned in school. Germans were bad. Hitler was bad. The whole purpose of the German regime from 1933 to 1945 was to exterminate Jews and so on. And she first of all became critical of establishment history somewhat after 9/11. She felt that the story that was put out there was wrong. And having become skeptical about that, she began to learn that what we'd been told about World War II was not correct. The Red Cross itself had said that the true figure of Jewish death in the various detention camps was somewhere around maybe 275,000. But more than that, it's the use to which it is being put. Not only are Germans supposed to feel guilty about the so-called Holocaust, but we are, even though, we, being Canada, the United States, etc., fought the guys who supposedly committed the Holocaust. It is used as a control mechanism, and that's what she came to realize. What she was saying, that she was apologizing to her mother. Her mother, of course, is now dead, but for having been a kind of a bratty teenager and very judgmental, and saying, why didn't you do something, Mom and Dad, during World War II? Well, of course, nothing that they could have done. They were only teenagers themselves back then. But just as a kind of an aside, we have a great videographer here named Brian Ruhe. That's R-U-H-E. Your listeners might want to Google him and take a look at some of his videos. Among other things, he has on numerous occasions interviewed David Duke. Brian and I have done probably 170 videos over the past few years on a variety of topics together. But Brian was videoing, he likes doing man in the street interviews. And he was doing that on Thursday this week when a masked person on a bicycle swooped by and grabbed his sign. So Brian tried to grab the sign back, and in the course of the struggle got his sign back, but his video camera was stolen, and the masked cyclist tore off of the video camera. So, and Brian is very, very poor. Organized Jewish lobbying has got him kicked out of every job he's had. He used to be a lecturer on meditation and so on at community colleges and community centers, and one by one they took every one of his jobs away. So he's quite poor, and he's not in a position to afford to lose his camera. So I had a meeting in Regina, Saskatchewan on a Thursday night, and I put the word out, and by the time the meeting was over, he actually had two cameras. We raised enough money to buy him another camera, and a gentleman contributed a camera. And that's what I like to see more of. Let's stick together and help each other.
Amen to that. I've got some projects not even Sam knows about, but I'll let Sam know soon. It's going to be really close to Memphis. I'm going to get Lee in. I'm trying to get a couple other people. We're going to need a camera too, because we're going to do some really wild stuff. I'll go ahead and tell the audience what we're going to do. Yeah. One thing, Paul, you may approve of this. We're going to make some big signs, a couple of us, and we're going to say, you like open borders? Great. Let's have open borders for Israel. So we're going to go, we're going to stand in some of the busiest corners here in Memphis, and we're going to say, open borders for Israel. Also, you love gun control, Nancy Pelosi? How about let's have gun control for Israel? You know, we're going through the same thing here. We're going through in Canada, we're going through in Europe. I mean, we have this stinking communist, this corpse of a woman, Nancy Pelosi. She looks like a corpse on TV. I can't believe, whether you like Trump or not, he's the president, and she's going to bar the president from coming into Congress. I mean, if Trump had one hair, you know what he would do? He would get the Marine. He would get the Marine detachment. You know, the Marines guard the embassies and stuff, and the Secret Service. He was going there, and if Nancy Pelosi opened her mouth, I would have her thrown in the gulag, man. I'd have her thrown in a fork poke.
Is it true that Nancy Pelosi's an actress and has a role in The Walking Dead?
She, you know what? I think she is. You know, I think she's this daughter of Satan. But you know, I can't believe. And I know I'm kind of getting off track, Trump, off track here. But I don't think Trump is, what a sissy, man. He should have. You know what he should have done? He should have got an executive order and ordered the United States Army Corps of Engineers to build that damn wall. They could build it, and they could build it in 6 months or a year. They'd have that wall fixed. But I know I'm getting off track. The point I'm trying to make is we're ruled by Vladimir Putin was right. One of the reasons they hate Putin so bad is not only did he run the Jew bankers out of Russia. Here's what he did. He told the world that the Western world, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, England, pick your Western country. You're all ruled by a bunch of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. And that's exactly what they have up there. Our whole country, Canada, the United States, the whole schmo is run by pedophiles, man. And they're the same people that made up this crappy Holocaust. What a hoax that was. But I'm sorry I'm getting you off track there, Paul. I'm going back to you, Paul. Excuse me for getting so emotional there, fella.
Well, you know, it's important at every step to battle for free speech, you know. I know that maybe many Americans take it for granted because quite rightly they point to the First Amendment and say, well, we've got freedom of speech. The government cannot pass laws to limit your freedom of speech, but all sorts of other people can. And as you were pointing out that situation back in 2008 where even a big hotel canceled the contract, and not too long later in 2011, Jared Taylor's American Renaissance lost four different venues for their American Renaissance conference, and there are even penalty clauses in the contract. Some of these corporations are utterly immoral and have no commitment to free speech. You know, I think we, you know, many people, you know, in the populist and freedom movement tend to be very, you know, pro-free enterprise, and I certainly am too. But I think we have to be really hardcore in the way we talk to businesses and say, you know, you've got to be
Amen.
A good person, you know.
Amen. You know, you mentioned Jared Taylor. God bless his soul. He's like Mother Teresa compared to us of Blood River. I mean, really, really and truly, for them to ban, to harass Jared Taylor, I mean, my God, look what we're going to have to face. But you know what? Like I've said before, I welcome their hatred. God knows I love battle. But anyway, our freedom of speech has disappeared. Hey, one of our co-hosts here has got a question for you, Paul. Going to Lee Cochran. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Yeah, I'll just... I just wanted to comment. Yeah, you're right. Free speech is the second most important bill of rights next to gun. To having guns for self defense. So I wish Trump would, fight for free speech more than he is.
Trump mentioned something that I would like to see, and that is some of the big corporations that have oppressed us, like Facebook, YouTube, PayPal. In many cases, they've deplatformed people or prevented them from you. Like for PayPal, our account got canceled back in April. The only reason given was we had violated community standards, but they never tell us how. Well, I think they should be treated like monopolies. and yes. they should be required to provide service to everybody who can pay if they require a payment. Just the way your telephone company can't cut you off because you're a supporter of David Duke, or they can't cut you off because you know you're a nationalist, a white nationalist. They can't stop delivery, you know, having your the water works can't cut off your water. They have virtual monopolies, and they should be forced by law to serve everybody. And Trump has made some comment like that in the not too distant past. And if he could be encouraged to do more about that, this is a good idea that should be put out there and made into law and break these corporations that are very often under minority control.
Yeah, I know, but the taxpayer paid for a lot of Google and stuff, so they need to be fair.
Well, yes. Paul, it's been a great having you tonight. We've got to tie some loose ends up in this last segment. I'll be getting back with you, and Paul, please don't be a stranger. Thank you so much for coming back on, my brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll be getting me back as soon as we can. God bless you, and thank you again for coming on. People, we'll be back right after the break.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Well, folks, you're listening to live Red Hot Radio at Blood River Radio, fellas. And listen, we're going back to the hottest guy in town. He's the ugliest secretary I've ever known. He's really efficient, but he is an ugly dude, son, for a secretary. I need me a better looking secretary. Anyway, we're going back to Lee. Lee, take off, son. Tell him what you want
to
tell him.
Yeah, I would like to challenge President Trump to either crap or get off the toilet, man, because just call, you know, declare a national emergency and go for it. If the judges stop you, they stop you. But, you know, this, cause, and quit listening to your stupid advisors. They tell you all this stuff and you listen to it. I just hope you haven't been co-opted or threatened. But Sam had an idea that you ought to have your State of the Union address on the southern border. And, you know, that's a good idea. Or have it in this, you know, we need to, because we need the wall, even though people say we don't. But as you know, that, yeah, tell Nancy, come on and hang out with the drug cartel. And, you know, you can check, you can socialize, try to convince them not to be drug dealers.
Well, you know what? They probably give her a discount on her dope.
Well, let's hope they don't. Well, I don't know, but maybe you could convince all the gun runners and the sex trafficking, tell them to repent, and I'm sure they would listen to you, and everybody will live in utopia and sing Kumbaya and everybody. That'll be wonderful. And we can have Chuck E. Cheese Schumer come down there, and everybody who hates America go there and tell all the people, I don't storm the wall. You know, that'll be great. But please, Donald Trump, you know, don't listen to your stupid advisors. Just go for it. I don't care if you're stigmatized. I don't care if you have to lose your term of office, lose one term. We got at least two more years, unless they trump up charges that you still believe in Santa Claus when you're 30, when you're 70 years old. They're probably impeach you for that. But they're just making up things. And, come on, Trump, you know, quit wimping out on things. I thought you were guts. You're just a wimp because you just let people talk around you. You can't even, do hardly anything. You know, you're in the office. Come on, get with the program, man.
You know, you're right, Lee. I'm looking here. I'm on my little dinky phone. I've been promising my good buddies like Rich Hamblin forever. I'm going to get me a phone, and believe it or not, I am going to get one soon. But listen, I'm on Oath Keepers website right here, and what it says, this is what Sam was talking about. Oath Keepers says they urged Trump to give his State of the Union address, live from the border with Mexico, and declare an international emergency live on air, declaring the cartels to be military enemies. By the way, that was Sam Bushman. People, here's how proud we are of Sam. This was Sam's idea. Sam was the one that floated it, wrote it up. Oath Keepers took it and ran with it, and they do give our Sam Bushman is the one that owns Liberty News Radio. He's the one that syndicates this program amongst many others. And they took it and run with it. They said he should come down. Oh, yeah. You know what? And Sam Bushman's agreed to go to the border live with the President Trump. I would love to be there. You know what? And I would also, I know, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I would love to volunteer. If President Trump would appoint some of us people to be his bodyguards and stuff, I guarantee double damn to you. We would have got him in there to give that State of the Union address. I'll tell you what, if we'd have had to arrest Nancy Pelosi's butt and stick her in Gitmo for 100 years, you know, she would rot down there. Her body would turn to ashes. She'd be there so long.
Oh, Eddie, I heard that if Trump did go to the border, the TV networks would not carry it. That's what I've heard. They wouldn't care, but who cares?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Sam was saying the new media will become center stage, and that's what we need.
And Sam was directly right, Lee. Sam is right on there, buddy. But, yeah, you know, and here's what I don't understand. Maybe you have an answer, Lee. Maybe Sam has an answer. Why has Trump not already declared a state of the emergency? Why? He is the commander-in-chief. Let me say, am I wrong here? The president has sent
the deep state. Yeah.
You know what? They sent troops all over the world. We got troops, I mean, in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Germany, Korea. Why the hell? He sent them over there. Get this, poke people. He sent them over there without congressional approval because the Congress, they want him to do that because they never want to be responsible for anything. But if he sends up, if he can send the troops all over creation without congressional approval, he could bring them home without congressional approval and put them down there on the border and keep our country from being flooded. But I'm going to put this question out to you, Lee and Sam. Now, are we ever going to seal that border? Trump has backed down. Is he going to seal the border? And if he doesn't seal it, is it too?
Well, Sam was saying it won't happen. I'm inclined to agree with Sam because he's not, I guess he's afraid he'll get killed like President Kennedy. Or that's one reason. But who can we don't have anybody else that would be stronger than Trump. We're in a trap. Who can we nominate for president? He's just sort of he's a figurehead conservative, you know? Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
You know what? That's why, George Washington was right, 250 years ago, whenever it was. He said that a party system would be the ruin of this country. And we've got to, it's probably, if you want to know the truth, I'm the eternal optimist, but I'm a realist too. I think it's too late to save this country as we know it. We might be able to break it up into different sections, but you know what? We've got to get the hell away from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. We've got to put it some kind of independent in there. How we do it, I don't know. It's been tried many times before, but the American people, God bless them, they're just too stupid to get away from this party system. What we got right now here, people, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, Lee and Sam. No. I think what we got right here is what they always say. Well, it's the lesser of two evils, because as much as we love Trump, we put our eggs in his basket. The guy has failed us, man. He said, tell me if I'm wrong, he said, lock her up. He's going to lock Hillary up. He's going to lock all those people up.
What a joke.
Yeah. You know what? Sam says if Trump's not careful, they're going to lock him up. And I think Lee will agree with me. If he had the cojones, he could order, he'd call us a state of the he could call an emergency situation, and he could go in there and arrest these clowns up for insurrection. Insurrection. I was talking to my buddy, and I'm going to get off this real quick. I was talking to my buddy, Ike Baker, our buddy. He was an ex-Marine, and he has a son-in-law who's in the Navy SEALs. And the Navy SEALs son-in-law said that if situations that happen like Charlottesville, other places like that, that the government could declare us insurrectionists if they could come and take us out, shoot us. Well, why can't Trump do the same thing, Lee? What do you think about that? Why can't he declare Nancy Pelosi an insurrection?
I guess it's the deep state, and he's just a puppet. I'm afraid he's a puppet of a lot of people. He's not going to deliver, but see, we're running out of people. He was just put up there probably just to control us.
You know what? One of my best friends in Alabama, I won't call his name, he said the same thing all along. I'm afraid have I been wrong all this time? I know David Duke gives him a lot of trouble, a lot of credit for a lot of things, for instance, because he's the only president that's called out the media and called them fake media, fake news, et cetera, et cetera. But that ain't enough, guys. I mean, he's failed on the biggest promise. Listen, the guy was elected, Sam and Lee,
he done a lot of good, but he's still not cutting the rug.
We need to have a program, because I'm going to plead ignorance. I know some of the good things he's done. For instance, he's trying to get us out of all these international trade.
But NAFTA number two is worse than NAFTA number one. And he doesn't even read the damn document. He's an idiot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go so far as say idiot, but you may be right. I know I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot too.
We're idiots. We're putting up with
each
other.
We're all idiots.
Yeah, we're stuck with idiots. I'm stuck with Lee.
God bless the idiots.
Yeah, amen. That's right. We turn to God. We got it. Lee got to turn to God. I'm going to pray for Lee. It's very nice.
All
sincerity, Lee's a good guy. But you know what? The litmus test is, if he does not close. Amen to that, buddy. Sam said we got to have the Mormons point the way to God.
Yeah, but Joseph.
You know,
yeah.
But you know what? Here's what we got to do. And you know what? There's two black girls by the name of, their name is Silk, Diamond and Silk. And here's their solution. Close the borders and have, they said that massive deportation is, these are black people talking, massive deportation is much cheaper than keeping these illegals in here forever and ever and ever. So I say, Trump, close the border, do another Operation Wetback like President Eisenhower did, and ship these illegals the hell out of here. What do you say, Lee?
I say yes. Don't be a wimp, and don't be a cop-out.
Well, people, thank you for so much for putting up with us. Thank you so much for tuning in, especially the first hour with Daniel and his dad, Rick. That's the most emotional show I've ever had. Please, please, God, support us. And if you can't support us, if you don't support us, we can't support our political prisoners. Thank you again so much, and pray, like the Apostle Paul says, pray unceasingly. On the behalf of me and all of our co-hosts, and on behalf of Sam, good night, y'all. Thank you so much for listening in. Good night.